104.7, Andy and Mel, morning 8:05, up to 77 today. We are going to top out at, let's see here.
77.
I said that already. Sorry, I'm...
It's like 61.
Yeah. Okay, drink. I was stalling.
I know you were.
But for very, very good reason.
Yes. Thanks to the Argus Leader 911.
Yes, we have breaking news.
Traffic hazard reported at 26 and Southeastern. A cooler of beer fell out of a pickup, and there are beer cans all over the road. South Dakota. Please use caution.
Why isn't your cooler secured?
I mean, really?
That is a party foul.
Why don't you have bungee cords?
I mean, I'm all for having your beer ready to go for after work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the cooler, ready to rock, but...
Yeah.
Come on, strap it down.
Right?
Gotta be better than that.
Amateurs.
Yeah. Amateur.
They must be from Iowa.
Okay, I wasn't gonna go there. Please direct all your correspondence, Iowans, to Mel at hot1047.com. Or you can tweet angrily at her, Mel1047.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you also tag me in at Andy1047, because I want to see him too and laugh. Speaking of laughing.
They're from Alabama. No, they're professionals with the beer down there.
Okay, so you have orange water.
I have orange water.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah, and I'm not like overstating the fact that it's orange. It is indeed orange. At some points, even looks kind of like tomato juice.
It's that thick.
Well, it's not thick, just the coloration.
Is it like orange, like you can't, like milk, like you can't see through it?
No, you can see through it.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Just that like a really dark rust color.
Okay, but it's still transparent. You can still see the bottom of the tub.
You can still see, yeah. But there's little fragments of stuff every once in a while in there. Yeah, apparently we're having issues with our rural water in our area, but it seems like it's secluded to certain places. It's not all the people on the same line. It's very odd. And it's something going on at the end cap area of the pipe.
Oh.
And something happened.
Are you on the end of the run?
No, I'm kind of, I guess, in the middle is what they were telling me. So I don't know, but I'm the only one like on my side for quite a while. So I'm not really sure why I seem to be getting the brunt of the punishment, but it's been
kind of like in horror movies when all of a sudden blood starts coming out of the faucet or something.
It's pretty much what it looked like the first time I saw it, because I was like, I didn't kill anybody.
Yeah.
Like, why is it red like this? Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean,
maybe someone buried a dead body out there.
Maybe. Well, they're telling me that something happened at the end of the pipe where it kind of got shook up a little bit. And something stirred it up, and they said it could be rust, and it could be lead, and copper,
copper, that's worth some money.
Yeah, I'll start sifting it or something.
Yeah, start panning for gold in your bathtub.
Yeah, that's
panning for copper in your bathtub.
That's what I'll start doing. So it's been ridiculous, because I've had this problem on and off for 3 weeks now.
That is annoying. We were also talking about this proposal with the girl who... Her boyfriend tells her to go to this location. This happened over in Russia. She gets there. He had hired makeup artist, director, screenwriters to come up with this elaborate hoax of a car accident where he died.
In Russia.
He's laying in the middle of the street, dead. And then a paramedic tells her that he is dead. And then he pops up and says, "Will you marry me?"
He's such a jerk.
And
I just don't even like this man.
And I
want to kill him.
I got a text message that said, well, he would have got shot in the head for being a zombie.
Because,
careful.
He woke up from the dead.
Yeah. He's the walking dead.
Yeah. If we would have had that ban on zombies here in Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
Then
by the way, we're not proposing a ban on the zombie walk. We like the zombie walk.
Yes.
We did it last year. We're just banning real zombies.
Real zombies.
Which, of course, are not real. So
when the zombie apocalypse comes, so we'll be safe in the city of Sioux Falls.
Yeah, because we banned them.
Right. Yeah. I'm staying with you if that happens then,
okay.
Just so you know. Since, out in the country would not be covered in the zombie ban.
Oh, sure. Because you're outside city limits.
Yeah.
They walk up to the sign that says Sioux Falls City Limits and go, oh,
let's go to Harrisburg.
Or T. T would be closer, depending which way they're going.
Well, depending on where they were.
I guess we'll have to go to Brainerd.
Brandon.
Well, Brainerd rhymed better. That's why I went with that
one. I know.
As far as the proposal goes, faking a death to prove, to show how sad she'd be without him. Stephanie is on the phone. How are you, Stephanie?
I have a comment for that little story.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was just listening to it, and I swear, if my husband would have done that to propose to me, I swear I probably would have kicked him in the nuts, and then I would have been like, okay, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, that's cruel. You can't Chunk say punch. That you're dead and then be like, oh, will you marry me? No.
Yeah.
No.
You junk punch him right in his man business, and then when he falls to the ground and says, why?
I sure will. I love you, toolbar.
You know why. Toolbar.
That is not a way to propose.
No.
My husband says it's not a way to propose.
No. It's memorable. It's creative. But it's not a good idea.
He gets props
creative,
for being unique.
But it's not a good idea. If he wasn't dead, then she'd probably kill him already.
Yeah. He's lucky he survived her afterwards. Thank you for the call, Stephanie.
Not a problem.
I was just looking at Twitter, and we have more breaking news.
We do?
There's an accident between three vehicles and a crash at 10th and Cliff.
Oh, I did see that.
No beer cans were involved.
No.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, it's 823. We're going to top out at 77 today. Right now, 60. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Some mornings I wake up and think, yep, today's the day I punch someone square in the throat.
I found this story and I tried it out during the break and it did not work, but there's a little card trick you probably didn't know. And I don't know if it actually works. What I'm hoping is someone can try it and tell us if they can get it to work or not.
Okay.
It's not all, but some cars, some modern cars, from major brands, there's a trick to rolling down your windows just using the remote. That comes with your car.
The remote start.
Not the remote. Well, if it's remote start, but no, like the one you get with your vehicle, like this thing here, like the little key fob to unlock the doors.
Yeah. Oh, your unlock the door thingy.
That's
okay.
Not a remote start. It's just the door locker.
So just your
and panic button.
Panic button. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm guessing your van doesn't have one.
Well, I do on my...
You have a remote start.
Remote start, but that was added
aftermarket.
Later. Yeah, and it's not a panic.
Okay. Here's the trick. You press the unlock button, release it, then press it again and hold it down. And it will make your windows roll down.
Okay.
I tried it on my truck. Didn't work.
All right.
And when I was outside, one of the gals that works here tried it with her car. Didn't work.
Hmm.
Both were Chevys.
Okay.
So
you think it might not be... Chevy might not have
that trick. I'm guessing it's not... Chevy, maybe they have a model that does, or GM has a different model that does do this. I have no idea.
Hmm.
But if anybody can make it work, please let us know.
What is the point of it?
Cool down your car on a hot day.
Oh, okay.
You know, even if it's 100 out, it's like 120 inside the car. So roll the windows down and vent the extra heat.
It makes sense. All right.
That's one reason why I wish I had a sunroof. Those work fantastic for cooling a car off. Like our station vehicle, we have a Dodge Caliber that we drive to remotes and stuff. It has a sunroof, and then you hit all four buttons of all the windows and the sunroof, and that car cools down so fast.
It cools down pretty fast anyway, though. The air conditioning works pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, it cools down faster if you get rid of all the hot air instead of trying to cool it down.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, if anybody can verify that this works, preferably... If you could send us a video, like if you got a smartphone and you could YouTube your video and send it to us, that would be awesome.
Tell them the instructions once again for it.
Okay. Oh, to make them roll down. Okay.
Yeah.
You hit the button once, the unlock button, release it, then press it down again and hold it.
And just keep holding it.
So it'd be like click, release, click and hold.
And then you're just holding it until the windows go down.
And it doesn't say how long, but it's supposed to.
Okay.
This is according to Yahoo Autos. So try it out. Outside of cooling down your car, I have no idea why you'd ever want to use it. And in the worst case scenario, you could, you know, come out from the grocery store and your windows are all down. Because it was in your purse or your pocket or something and you accidentally rolled down all
and
your windows.
And then you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Who broke into my car?
I don't know if it works or not. We'll see if anybody has one that does this. 361-5557 or email or text us, am@hot1047.com. Let me check. I haven't gotten any texts yet.
I think it's weird.
It is kind of weird, but hey, if it works, neato. I'd like to see a video of it, though, too, if it does actually work.
Yeah.
So let us know. We have got dirt coming up in just a few. Hang on. It is 827, Hot 104.7.
Dance. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Oh. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 842, up to 77 today. 60 now. I went out and tried it myself on my truck. It's a Chevy Silverado.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not work. I couldn't get the unlock thing to work. This trick that was in Yahoo Autos, you click the unlock button on your key remote thing, and then you let go, and then you press and hold it again. And your windows are supposed to roll down.
Supposed to.
And it's not on all cars. The story did say that, but it didn't work on mine. I'm just wondering if it works for anybody else. Amy's on the phone. How are you, Amy?
Good. How are you?
Good. So
I was just listening to you, and I just wanted to let you know that I read that article yesterday about the key fob.
Yeah.
And basically, they listed a list of all the makes and models of the vehicles that it works for.
Oh, there you go. Maybe you should check that, Andy.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Just wanted to let you know.
Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, I probably should have scrolled down the page, because there it was.
Mm-hmm.
The list of all the cars. This is what I get for doing show prep on my cell phone.
That's what you get.
Because I'm too lazy to roll all the way down because everything gets shrunk down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole list was right there. And I just didn't see it.
Way to go.
Yeah. The only Chevrolet, because I tried another coworker's Chevy in the parking lot and theirs didn't work either. The only Chevy that's on the list that's been confirmed that does it is the Corvette.
Oh.
We don't have any Corvettes in the parking lot.
I don't think so.
Maybe
a Mustang.
Most of them are luxury cars. I mean, there's not all of them, but a lot of them are like Volvo, Acura, Alfa Romeo. You don't see many of those around. Audi, A3, A4, A6, A7, BMW. Ford has a bunch of them that do. The F-150, Focus, Fusion, Taurus, they all do it. Let's see. Ashley's on the phone. How are you, Ashley?
Good. I just tried that thing with my vehicle, and it works.
It does. What kind of car do you have?
2009 Dodge Caravan, a van.
Dodge Caravan. Well, those things have buttons to open all the doors.
The
my parents have one of those. That's so cool.
I wish mine did that. I have a 2004 Dodge Caravan, and mine has no bells or whistles.
Yeah, there's a button for every door on that on those things.
That's cool, because how helpful is that?
My folks have that, yeah.
Stuff? Yeah, I wasn't expecting it to work, and when it did, I kind of was shocked.
So you just hit unlock and then held lock, unlock again, and it worked.
Yeah, I did a video of it, but I'm supposed to be punching in at 8:30.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Upload it.
Send it whenever you can. Not a big deal.
Okay, I will do that.
Thanks for the call, Ashley.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so it works on some cars. Nissan, 350Z, Altima, Maxima, Murano, and Titan. There's a lot more of those cars around.
I don't get the point of it.
Mazda 6, CX-9, MX-5, Miata.
Miata.
A bunch of different Lexus models, a couple of different Jaguar models. Bunch of Infiniti. Honda Accord, Accord Cross Tour, Odyssey, Pilot, and Ridgeline do the same thing. Chrysler Sebring and Town and Country both do it. Dodge Challenger, Charger, Durango, Journey, and Ram. Our station vehicle is a Dodge. We should try it.
Oh, maybe it'll work on there.
On the Caliber?
On the Caliber?
Maybe.
Okay. Again, I still don't really understand the point of all
cool
this.
Cool it down. Hot summer day.
Okay.
Not something you want to do in the winter. Or in a rainstorm.
Not advised. Well, does it put the windows back up?
I don't know if you can put them back up.
Because now that would make sense to me to have that function.
Yeah.
Because if it's raining and you see that, oh, my windows are down. Boom, windows go back.
How do you leave your windows down? You did that a couple of years ago.
I've done it before. Well, because you drive with the window cracked or whatever.
I never leave the windows down when I get out.
It doesn't happen very often. Like a fluke thing.
All right. Anyway.
I think people have intentions of getting back in their vehicle.
When I suppose.
You know?
Like if you're at home and do it? Yeah, okay. Bad news for those of you participating in the premarital fornication. I got a story that's going to blow your mind. It's coming up next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal. It's 8:54. We're going to top out at 77 today right now. 62. We did find a car in our parking lot that this key fob trick works.
Yeah.
I know I'm a little obsessed with it.
Yeah, you are. And I
just wanted to try it. It's a gadgety thing, and I like that kind of stuff.
Because honestly, I'm bored with it.
Sorry.
I don't.
I'm going to take a video of it later.
I don't understand why you're obsessed with it.
It's so cool.
It's not really that cool. It's kind of stupid. It does not serve a purpose.
Yes, it does. Cool your car off when it's hot out.
If it put the windows up when the windows were down, completely understand, and that would serve a purpose.
Well, if you could
keep
your focus on anything for more than a nanosecond and remember not to leave your windows down overnight and have your car rained in.
I'm just saying if you happen to be like inside, okay. Oh my God, it started raining, and you could hit the little button so you don't have to get soaked.
Okay.
That would make sense.
Okay. Calm down.
I am calm.
No, you're not. You're all wound up.
I'm not wound up.
So this will wind you up even more.
Oh, who do I have
and
to
it
punch?
It is kind of disappointing, too. Researchers at Cornell University is who you need to go punch.
Okay.
That's in New York.
Great.
They just finished a study that found the longer you deny yourself relations during the early part of a relationship, the better off you'll be if you end up getting married.
Why?
About 33% of couples in the survey had sex within the first month. About 28% waited 6 months. The rest were somewhere in between. The women who waited at least 6 months were happier in every category of the survey than women who had sex within the first month. They had fewer arguments, stronger relationships, and even better sex lives. The connection was not as strong for men, but men who didn't have sex in the first 6 months of a relationship did report fewer arguments than men who had sex sooner. The researchers say this effect happens because having sex early can make sex overwhelm the other aspects of a developing relationship and lead to a weaker foundation.
Oh.
So, you gotta admit, that does make some sense.
A little bit.
You know, you get into a relationship and it's all happy, happy, fun time all the time. And you don't really get into a deeper relationship. Because it's like, I'm mad, I am too. All right, let's take our clothes off. You know,
well, makeup sex is good, though.
Yeah, but if that's the only reason you're making up, then that's kind of a bad thing, probably.
True. Yeah. True.
So I just found that terribly interesting.
All right. It is interesting. Better than the key fob thing.
I know someone who got married recently.
Yeah.
And his fiance cut him off for like 6 or 9 months before the wedding.
Really?
Yeah. There's usually a cutoff period, you know, to make the wedding night special. That happens a lot.
Okay.
You've never heard of that?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Usually it's a couple weeks.
Okay.
A couple weeks to a month. But
really?
You've never heard of that?
No.
Oh, wow.
You're talking in circles now.
Yeah, but I didn't believe it. That's why I asked again. No, I talked in a triangle. I just asked a second time.
Okay.
It wasn't a full circle. Lately, I've been giving Mel a hard time about talking in circles because she keeps restating things she's already said. And it's like, yep, you said that already.
Well, I do state it in confusion
because
of things.
If it's in confusion, I understand more so than when you're just trying to get what you want.
Well, that usually gives me what I want.
Not with me.
I know. It doesn't work on you.
I call a circle on you. And it's over. Guys, if the woman in your life keeps talking in circles on you, just call circle on her.
She won't know what it means unless she listens to our show.
Well, then just explain. You're talking in circles and I'm not going to say yes just because you keep asking.
It's worked for me many, many years.
I'm sure it has, which is why you won't stop doing it. We got music on the way from Neon Trees, Havana Brown next.
Hot 104.7.com.